Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Sad news out of Plains, Georgia. Former President Carter has released a statement following the passing of his wife, 96-year-old Rosalynn Carter. The former president said that Rosalynn was his equal partner in everything he ever accomplished. The Carter Center announced the passing yesterday afternoon at her home. The couple was married right after World War II in 1946, and they were married for 77 years. Current First Lady, Jill Biden.
Known for her efforts on mental health and caregiving and women's rights. So I hope that during the holidays, you'll consider saying you include the Carter family in your prayers.
Negotiations are underway of a possible deal to release dozens of hostages held by the terrorist organization Hamas.
Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer on NBC's Meet the Press said it's the closest they've come to reaching an agreement. Finer cautioned that nothing has been finalized, but some of the hostages could be released in exchange for a pause in fighting. Hamas took about 240 people as hostages, including several Americans, during its deadly October 7th attack on Israel. I'm Dave Collins.
The people of Argentina have spoken at the ballot box, and socialism is out. In favor of conservatism. Javier Milei has won Argentina's presidential election. Milei entered the race as a political outsider, promising to dollarize Argentina with ties to the American conservative movement. Milei has called climate change a lie of socialism. Thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters shut down the California Democrat Convention Saturday night. Roughly 2,000 to 3,000 protesters blocked the streets in downtown Sacramento, demanding Democrat leaders call for a ceasefire in Gaza. This happened at the Sacramento Memorial Auditorium. USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
A 17-year-old Texas girl who was the subject of an Amber Alert in September has been indicted on capital murder charge in the August 27th death of a man she allegedly met online. A Dallas County grand jury indicted Natalie Navarro on allegations of the murder of 21-year-old Arturo Pena by shooting him. The indictment says she allegedly attempted to rob Pena's belongings when she allegedly took his life. Another bad day for SpaceX. The second launch of SpaceX's uncrewed Starship rocket, the largest and most powerful craft on Earth, exploded about 12 minutes into the flight. The Starship, which lifted off over the weekend from SpaceX's South Texas site, had a stage separation and reached space. But ground crews lost communications with the rocket ship after 9 minutes. A Democrat senator is calling on more transparency regarding a Gaza hospital. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut.
When I have attended briefings in the classified section of the United States Capitol, I say at the end, you know, our adversaries know this stuff. They know we know this stuff. We know they know we know it. The only people who don't know it are the American public. Mm.
The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, is number one at the box office over the weekend, taking in $46 to $47 million. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing your happy Monday. But we're going to get real here and talk about, you know, some serious threats that are happening. It was, what, about 3 weeks ago that we had FBI Director Wray warning that Hamas could inspire terrorist attacks inside the United States. And I've got to imagine the threat level is all but increasing as we hear more and more from university students, young kids, and their perception of America and the denial of what happened in the Gaza, that somehow the narrative has been turned on its head. And even our kids here in America, in numbers that are just astounding, are parroting the denial reports of the massacre that occurred on Israeli innocents. Unbelievable what's going on. Now, you've got to stop for a moment and consider just how dangerous this is, because we're being set up here. The country, I mean, I'm not sure what the number is. You can pick a number, say 25-30% of America feels this way. I mean, this anti-American movement, I mean, this anti-Zionist movement is one thing, but then here in America, we've got people living, benefiting, you know, from the freedoms and liberties of many people who fought and defended our Constitution, and they're using that freedom against us to push a narrative and to poison the minds of young people. The things that they're saying are just unbelievable. The managing editor of Focus on Western Islamism, Middle East Forum Publication, is joining us now, Dexter Van Zyl. Dexter, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, Dexter, you've been on top of this for a long time. I mean, there are a lot of moving parts here, and it is amazing to think that America has become so open-minded that we've lost our minds. I mean, common sense. I mean, we're associating with evil and we're justifying it, at levels, gosh, and so quickly that in my lifetime I've never seen anything like this.
Right. After World War II, when a whole, you know, I come from the generation, and you probably do too, where our uncles and our fathers and our grandparents fought in World War II, and they came back from World War II knowing full well that anti-Semitism and hostility towards the Jewish people was essentially the horse in which demonic forces rode in on to destroy civilization. And for about maybe 70 years after World War II, that consensus held, but now it is falling apart, largely as a consequence of a coalition between Islamists and people on the far left, radical, you know, progressives or radical leftists, who essentially say, no, it's okay for us to basically hate on the Jewish people and basically try to drive Jews into the dark shadows of our college campuses and make life unsafe for them. And it's a shocking, shocking thing to witness.
Well, you said something very powerful, and you said it so quickly and in a way that could get lost here. And I think people need to understand where this is all leading to. Because, you know, we hear that, you know, for the longest time, the Arab nations have said, you know, we're going to annihilate Israel, want Israel to be no more. And Israel is the little Satan. America is the bigger Satan. And so people need to understand this country. You're not escaping this. I mean, you know, what's right. being done to Israel is going to be done to Americans. And right. because we're the linchpin for Western civilization. That's your point, right. is that right. they need to get us out of the way, because without Western civilization, they get to have their way, right?
Right. The same, exactly. And this is the interesting thing. The same process that have been, and techniques that have been used to delegitimize Israel are being deployed against the United States, okay?
Exactly.
And this,
mm-hmm.
and that is, you see, like, for example, these land acknowledgement ceremonies that take place on college campuses and in some nonprofits. You know, I went to a museum for Edith Wharton, her house out in Western Massachusetts a couple of years ago, and there was a land acknowledgement in the brochure saying that this land previously belonged to, you know, the local Indian tribe. And what that does is that that delegitimizes the American Republic. They portrayed Israel as if essentially they were a bunch of interlopers, that the Israelis mm-hmm. had no legitimate claim to the land. And ultimately, that legitimized violence against, you know, Israelis wherever they came from, whether they came from Europe or whether or not they came from Muslim and Arab countries after Israel's creation. The Jews just didn't have a right to live anywhere. And essentially, they're using the same type of narrative against the United States. The 1619 narrative that was used to portray America's creation solely so that white slave owners could hold on to their slaves and basically portray the United States as a singular source of evil is very similar to the narrative used to delegitimize Israel in the Middle East. And what
yes.
that does is that drives people to look for other identities or other ways to somehow get themselves out from under the burden of shame and hostility directed at you know, mostly white Americans. I hate to say that. I don't really like talking about race. And what happens is that you see kids on college campuses trying to escape the whole shame and white guilt directed at white people. And one of the ways they can do that is to embrace anti-Israel propaganda and also basically embrace the notion that the United States is an evil, evil place that it needs to be subject to a revolution. And this is a coalition of progressives and Islamists. And I don't think the progressives really know who they're cooperating with, but this is a very frightening thing.
Well, it really speaks of people's ignorance. I mean, starting with the 1619 Project, as you mentioned, I mean, it wins a Pulitzer Prize. I mean, this is on a theory that, you know, since academics have argued, says this is a bunch of bunk. But yet it's touted and it's still embraced to this day. I guess people miss the memo that they recognize it for what it's worth, and that's of little value, historic value. You just might as well turn it into a novel and call it as such, not to make it seem like it's historic fact, but some people want to hold it. But if you're ignorant to that, then you buy into it and you're pulverized, because once you open the door to ignorance, it comes at you like a fire hose.
Yeah.
And this is what's happening with you. Go ahead.
One of the interesting things about the 1619 narrative was that it ignored the fact that essentially we engaged in a huge civil war that cost hundreds of thousands of people their lives in order to bring an end to slavery.
Exactly.
And then also, and that was essentially what one writer, you know, have called the second founding of the American Republic. And then essentially it ignores the civil rights movement that took place in the 1960s. That essentially where people work to basically make sure that African Americans have the right to vote and essentially participate fully in American society. And so we've had subsequent foundings to the Republic where we've tried to restore things or fix things the way we are. This new movement is not about restoration. It's not about reform.
No.
It's about the destruction of the United States and basically the replacement with God knows what. Forgive the language, but that's the answer.
Well, what God knows what is what's happened in the Arab nations. That's what they want to replace
right.
it with.
Right.
You've got them coming in having an influence. What do they know? Their worldview is that which they grew up with. We've got to go to break. More from Dexter after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Dexter Van Zyle from the Middle East Forum continues with us as we're talking about really the propaganda that is filling in the minds of young people. But here in America, you know, what it's doing and giving rise to this anti-Semitism that has been going on, and it's fully exposed. I mean, for a while it seemed like it was quiet. Not that we thought it was eradicated, but not to think that it was in, you know, the numbers that are being represented on the streets across America today, Dexter. This is amazing to see, you know, the response that's taking place, that there's so many people here in this country now I've been saying for a while that we've imported hatred. We have kids here from the Middle East who were raised on hating Jews, and they've come into these universities by way of all the money that's being donated by these Arab nations, including Saudi Arabia. And they are they're influencing the thoughts and the actions of the young people, and it's like they've sent in these young kids in the name of education as human mind missiles, so to speak. Does that make sense?
Right. And one of the narratives that we see them promote is that the West is an unsafe place for Muslims to practice their faith, despite the fact that Muslims in the West and in the United States in particular enjoy rights that and freedoms that they don't even enjoy in Muslim-majority countries. I think that's really one of the amazing things. And the thing is that when you start to basically talk about the issue that you just raised, you risk the possibility you're likely to be called an Islamophobe. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that is a very dangerous thing because it shuts down discourse, because a lot of the kids on the left, the last thing they want to do is to be portrayed or accused of any form of bigotry, even though it's a crucial discussion that we need to have about, you know, the impact of unchecked immigration at our southern border, because, you know, the reports that I've been getting from people and the conversations that I've had with people say that we have people coming into the United States that are quite capable and willing to carry out terror attacks against
exactly.
the United States.
Well, you've got a Hezbollah encampment on the other side of the border. And so how many Hezbollah agents and terrorists have come into the country already, to your point? And you don't know, Mayorkas, like, you're going to believe anything Mayorkas says?
Right. And the problem is that what that does is that our failure to actually protect our border and actually basically hold the line ideologically against Islamism in general has basically put a shadow of suspicion unfairly on all Muslims, because the thing is that we've made it worse because we actually fund some Islamist organizations here in the United States. The Council on American Islamic Relations, which repeatedly has promoted fake hate crimes portraying the U.S. as an unsafe place for Muslims, has gotten money from the federal government, also state governments and local governments in the United States. And what that money does is that it legitimizes them as the overall representative of Muslims
exactly.
in the United States.
And well,
that's
exactly.
very bothersome thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and you've got a situation where you have an individual who's brought into a commission who is not noted. You know, I mean, this is supposed to be a commission that condemns genocide, and they bring one of the high priests of genocide and deniers of the Sudan genocide, for example, and they're bringing him into this very public institution supported by the Biden administration.
Right. And just more recently, one of the things that we've had one of the interesting things is that we had the Federal Emergency Management Agency brought in a whole bunch of people into the White House from Islamist
yes.
organizations. And so, but the case that we're talking about, we covered it on Islamism.news in August. Was that there was an imam from the Adams Center in Virginia. His name is Muhammad Haq Magid, and he's a prominent imam from Virginia. He was appointed to the U.S. Commission on the International Religious Freedom, International Religious Freedom. And one of the interesting things was that at one point, he basically defended, he said that, you know, Sudan, USURF itself in 2001 declared that religion was a major factor in Sudan's civil war, and essentially they were engaged in a genocidal atrocities against civilians. And the imam that I just mentioned said, oh, no, that's not the case. And so this was really one of the difficult things is that, you know, USURF was supposed to monitor abuses of religious freedom. And it looked as if basically the USURF itself needed to be monitored because of one of the people that was appointed to it.
Exactly.
Now, fortunately enough, Rabbi Abraham Cooper is chairing that commission, and he's from the Simon Wiesenthal Commission, and he's going to take a tough line. I have a lot of confidence in him.
But you know what happens though with this, Dexter. It starts with, you know, some minor infiltration, and somehow people think they can manage this. People that are this ideologically fixed, you have to be such a heavy force, an equal amount of force against this craziness, in a sense. And most reasonable people don't think like this, and they're on a different. I mean, they are fixed on this ideology that they firmly believe this is true. Well, you know, if you believe that, I'm sorry, we cannot communicate. To sit there and think that we're going to spend a lot of time and a lot of money and try to overcome somebody's ideology, I think we're fooling ourselves.
Right. And I think that the October 7th massacre is really highlighted. Really, essentially, the dangers that we face. Because essentially, they were gleeful. They were happy. They wanted people to know what they did. You know, and there was one commentator that was speaking with Piers Morgan a while back, and one of the things he said was is that after the Nazis basically perpetrated the Holocaust, they started to try and hide the evidence. They, tried to essentially get rid of the evidence. On October 7th, Hamas videotaped themselves perpetrating this massacre, and we have to understand that that's a completely different mindset than the one that we're used to dealing with, and we have to confront it. We have to confront it.
Exactly. And the thing is that this is where, you know, people like yourself, myself, who've had experience, university presidents, you know, people in leadership must take a stand against this. And dare I say, even the president of the United States, who, you know, seems to be very accommodating and dangerous, and you've got people in elected office in our country that really, they hate America, Dexter. They hate America the way you and I love America. Their version of America isn't even in the same ballpark. And this is starting to come out quite clearly. And voters, you know, coming up, we're 12 months away from a new election, and, you know, they've got to wise up, and they've got to make sure that they get out there, they vote. They protect the process as much as they possibly can, because the fact of the matter is that there's no doubt in my mind that cheating will occur. They're going to cheat again. So what we have to do is we have to bring enough legitimate votes to bear that they just cannot cheat enough, you know?
The one question we all need to ask people on the progressive left is quite simply, do you want to reform the United States, or do you want to punish us for our previous sins? That's the question.
Well, Barack Obama said it quite clearly. The fundamental transformation, that's what he announced, and that's what they've been following. This isn't reform. This isn't like Martin Luther King, who came on the scene and said, look, I love the country. I love the Constitution. I'm just saying, let's just do what the Constitution says. And we're going to reform and come into line with what that high calling, that aspirational calling that our founding fathers said, to be moving more toward a perfect union. He wasn't talking about blowing the thing up. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Barack Obama, the Democrats, the radical Democrats, they're buying into this idea that they want to blow things up. And you made a good point there, Dexter. We got 40 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize it and finish up the segment. Go ahead.
The first thing I want to say is that you can find our work at islamism.news. And as we go into the Thanksgiving season, we need to really think seriously about the blessings that we got from the American Republic and what we need to do to defend it. And that's it.
Well, Dexter Van Zyl has been our guest. He is the managing editor of Focus on Western Islamism, a Middle East Forum publication. Dexter, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate the insight. Take care.
Thanks for having me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. Sad news out of Plains, Georgia. Former President Carter has released a statement following the passing of his wife, 96-year-old Rosalynn Carter. The former president said that Rosalynn was his equal partner in everything he ever accomplished. The Carter Center announced the passing yesterday afternoon at her home. The couple was married right after World War II in 1946, and they were married for 77 years. Current First Lady, Jill Biden.
During the holidays, you'll consider saying you include the Carter family in your prayers.
The people of Argentina have spoken at the ballot box, and socialism is out in favor of conservatism. Javier Milei has won Argentina's presidential election. Milei entered the race as a political outsider, promising to dollarize Argentina with ties to the American conservative movement. Milei has called climate change a lie of socialism. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. You know, after 18 months of violence targeting pro-life entities, the FBI finally deems attacks domestic terrorism. Only took them 18 months. Can you believe this? What is this telling you? It's telling you that our government is endorsing the cultural movement that's they picked a side, basically, is what it boils down to. They have gone totally over the top and said, we are going to be on the side of pro-choice. We're going to support Planned Parenthood and anything that has to do with Christianity. I mean, this is like shades and memories of what happened during the Obama years, right? When the Tea Parties came about. They were such a force for good. I mean, in terms of, you know, civic responsibility and interaction, all that good positive stuff, you know, holding the government accountable. The government said, oh, no, ain't going to happen. You know, and they put the crosshairs on them and they went after them. The IRS came after them and they were not given any kind of fair opportunity to operate within this country. And since then, just about every, every election we've had has been interfered with because these people were involved in getting people, you know, signed up to vote, to participate in the process. And the government wouldn't give them, give them tax exemption that they had every right and were deserved to do, to exercise. But no, it wasn't fitting their agenda. And they were attacking the very thing that the Democratic Party was for. And that was this totalitarian form of government that we're living with right now. Unbelievable. I mean, this is American. I mean, if you told me this was going to happen in my life, I said, no, what are you talking about? But this is happening, and it's happening so quickly. And so here we are. You've got the FBI ignoring violence on, pregnancy care centers, pro-life entities. Nothing happens to them. You know, you get a gentleman outside the fence of a Planned Parenthood, and he's praying He's praying for, you know, the babies inside that are about to be murdered, and praying for the mothers, and even praying, you know, for the workers there, because they do not know what they're doing. Some have wised up, like Abby Johnson, and you know her celebrated story and how many people she's led out of, you know, out of Planned Parenthood, and given them another perspective, a perspective of life. Well, Reverend Jim Hardin is with us right now. The Reverend is with Compass Care, and he joins us now. Jim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
That's great to be back, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we're talking about the fact that it's been 18 months of violence targeting pro-life entities. FBI finally deems attacks domestic terrorism. It took them 18 months to figure this out. But yet in other instances, you know, they can do it in 18 seconds. I mean, it's clear the prejudice and the warped perspective that the FBI and government institutions have. And they've really exposed themselves by jumping into this cultural revolution, if I might say, and say we're picking the side of Planned Parenthood, not the side of life.
Well, exactly. That's exactly what they've done. In fact, Planned Parenthood seems to be a government bureaucratic organization de facto for social reengineering. And I say that because they get, you know, $750 million in taxpayer funds every year from the federal government. That's to say nothing of the taxpayer money they get from state governments like New York and Medicaid funding for abortion. They do nothing but procedures, and many of them, the ones that they promote and get the government to pay for, are procedures that are in violation of a third provision of the Nuremberg Code. The right. Nuremberg Code. I mean, think about that. For those of you that are listening that don't know what the Nuremberg Code is, it came from trials after World War II because Nazi doctors were engaging in human subjects testing that were, you know, crimes against humanity. And so they created this medical code. Look, this is baseline stuff. Here's some things that you should not do to a human being.
Right.
And one of them is provide these treatments, quote unquote treatments, that have not been fully scrutinized and tested and gone through animal subjects testing. And that's what we're dealing with here with respect to hormone therapy for transgenderism.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about with respect to surgical abortion. I'm not kidding you. Surgical abortion, violation of third provision of the Nuremberg Code. Chemical abortion have not gone through the scrutiny, the gold standard scrutiny of safety and efficacy from the FDA. I mean, think about that. Somehow or other, they got through the FDA without getting through the safety and efficacy process. So we've got Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry doing the bidding of a eugenics, secular, atheistic, Marxist communism. I mean, I know that sounds outlandish, but just all people have to do is a little bit of research, and they'll find.
Yeah, exactly.
And now the FBI is targeting the politically disfavored pro-lifers.
Yeah, this is upside down, no doubt. And this is, you see, this is why people don't understand evil when they see it, Jim, because we've been preconditioned in this country to accept this. And what's happening is it really is causing a rift in our country. And I say, hooray, let's bring it on here. And I don't know that we can have the discussion, but my prayer is for those that are still choosing life, keep choosing life.
Yeah.
And you're seeing the benefits of you know, that choice. The people that, sadly, you know, we pray that their eyes would be opened up. And they would realize what they're getting into. And, you know, the reason that the Dobbs decision went the way it did was because of the organic groundswell nature of 49 years of death and experience. The horror that women are living with till the day they die. Men in increasing numbers are realizing, oh, my God, I participated in the murder of my child. Jimmy, think about that. Just those words alone, how deafening that is for anybody to come to that reality. It brings you to your knees, if not flat on the ground with your face, because you can't even look up. You're so disgusted with yourself for doing that. And we can talk further about what's on the other side, that we serve a God who redeems his fallen and redeems his creation. So not all is lost, I will say to you, but you're feeling the pain of loss, and I don't want to short-circuit that. in as much as that we need to realize the consequences of our sin and the consequences of our sin. I know some people say, oh, sin, you know, that's just so colloquial. And, you know, what really does that mean? Well, it's an offense of God. You know, we have offended God Almighty himself. That's what sin is. And that needs to be reconciled. If not, I mean, forget about America. Forget about the world. And we all know how this ends anyway. People of faith knows that we get to the final chapter of the book of Revelations. There'll be a new heaven, a new earth. But meanwhile, today, we've got family members. We have friends that need to be awoken, you know, to the reality of you know, the life that God wants us to live and the life that we should live. Because meanwhile, in this culture of death, the destruction that we're doing, Jim, this is unconscionable. I mean, it's to the point, as many have said, that, you know, if God does not judge America, he owes an apology to Sodom and Gomorrah, right?
Well, I think Jesus said something very similar. You know, look, we have an obligation to our fellow man. And when people, are participating in abortion and they feel the pain of guilt and shame, it points, and rather than trying to cover it up, let the guilt and the shame do its work.
Exactly. That's my point.
Put that in your heart. Mm-hmm. You're right, 100%. It points to the power of certainly the power of sin, but if the power of sin and the guilt and shame that attends it points to something deeper, and that is the value of people. We are inherently valuable because we're made in the image of God, and therefore we need to protect one another. We need to make sure that we sacrifice for the weak and vulnerable so that they can survive. That's what Jesus did for us. That is the message of the cross.
Right. Well, and his message also was truth. See, we bought into a big lie. That's what happened. And God will forgive us for buying into that lie, but we must come to him first. We must pursue truth no matter where it leads. This modernistic Christian society in which we live in right now is just bathed in lies, one lie after another. And in its wake is the destruction of humanity. Your children, your grandchildren are all dying at the hands of this big, as a result of this big lie that's been perpetrated upon us. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Jim Harden on the other side. Stay with us.
Kia America honors veterans by connecting highly trained former military technicians with meaningful new careers at Kia retailers through the Kia Veterans Technician Apprenticeship Program, VTAP. Launched earlier this year in partnership with Educational Resource Systems Incorporated, the program is a U.S. Department of Labor and GI Bill approved national apprenticeship. Kia VTAP provides master-level trained veteran technicians with career access to hundreds of participating Kia retailers nationwide. Eligible veterans may also elect to receive a substantial monthly GI Bill stipend during their 12-month apprenticeship. Greg Silvestri, Vice President, Service Operations.
Kia VTAP is delivering skilled and experienced military veterans to our retailers during this period of unprecedented record sales and growth. I'm inspired by the quality and tenacity of these veterans as we honor them and all military veterans who served in the U.S. Armed Forces.
For more information, visit KiaVets.com, sponsored by Kia America.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
He's the president and CEO of Compass Care, an expert in medical ethics and women's reproductive health care. Reverend Jim Hardin continues with us. Jim, the left has utilized the law. They've gotten an incredible amount of favor and support by this government. Clearly, the Biden administration has been a champion for death, not for life. They're not doing anything, I believe, that supports life. I mean, there's, like the organizations that that you founded, pregnancy care centers that are working with young women, particularly, who find themselves pregnant, don't know what to do, and, Planned Parenthood has one solution, and that is, kill your child, pay us $500, see ya. Whereas organizations like yourself are there to come alongside and offer counseling and to help this young, because I think that even when something like this happens, the conscience comes into play, Jim, with these young women, particularly even some men who realize, when this is awesome. I mean, this is an awesome choice that we're about to make. And they know inside that it's going to be a profound decision, whatever they choose to do. And, for Planned Parenthood, they just make it go away, supposedly. That's what they tell me. It's just going to go away. Well, what happens, again, part of the big lie is it just doesn't go away, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. When a woman faces an unplanned pregnancy, and we see this, we serve thousands and thousands of patients all across New York State and the rest of the country. And we know that when a woman faces an unplanned pregnancy, she feels stuck. She's stuck between, her life and her baby's life, having to make a choice. And she thinks that, if she has this baby, she's being told that her life is over. Right. She's being told that unless this baby dies, she can't continue with her career. Her standard of living is going to go down. She's going to lose her relationships, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it's just flat not true. And she comes to this decision, this unplanned pregnancy decision, with the thoughts, her mind is reeling. What's my boyfriend going to do? What are my parents going to do? She's overwhelmed. She's in fight or flight mode. And right. We've got to come alongside her. And when she says to us, I need to have an abortion, she's basically saying, I've got no choice. I'm trapped. Mm-hmm. I'm stuck. And right. So our job is not to say, oh, well, then have an abortion. No. Abortion has never been considered medicine. Abortion is the use of medical technology in an unethical way to take life. Medicine's purpose is to protect life and to protect the patient. And so when a doctor or a medical professional sees a pregnant woman, he or she ought to be seeing two patients.
Exactly.
So our job is to come alongside her and give her ethical, medical care and comprehensive community support, not just throughout the pregnancy, but beyond, giving her a vision of her future after having had this baby. So when she leaves after her first her first appointment at Compass Care or a pro-life pregnancy center, she should be able to say to herself, I see now how
I have options.
Yeah, exactly. I have options. I have a choice. I really do. And it frees her to make the most difficult choice and have the baby. See, the most difficult choice in her mind when she's facing unplanned pregnancy, obviously, is to have the baby.
Yes.
But really, it's the most fulfilling choice. It gives her tremendous focus. And we've never met a woman. Never once has a woman come back to us and said, I wish you had never counseled me. I wish you had never given me that ethical medical care. I wish I had never had this baby. Never. Not one time.
Amazing.
I mean, instead, they're ecstatic. They love it. They're so grateful that it turned their life around. I mean, all these testimonies.
Yes.
And furthermore, I believe as Christians, we have answers. We have answers the world does not have. And I believe that this unplanned pregnancy is a crossroads of grace. I've seen it thousands and thousands of times where, you know, look, it's not STDs are a negative side effect to sexual activity outside of marriage, but pregnancy is not. Let me explain. Pregnancy is an act of God. The creation of a new human being, the crown of creation. And it's a crossroads of grace where it's basically giving a woman an opportunity to make one more poor decision in a long line of poor decisions that got her here and have an abortion, or make the first positive choice in a long line of future positive decisions and have the baby and submit her life to Christ. It helps her. This every medical condition is basically an opportunity for God to use to help this person realign themselves with him and align themselves properly with their fellow man. In this case, with a woman, her baby. That's how Christians ought to view medical conditions, all of them. Mm-hmm. And so we as Christians can come alongside people and help them contextualize. We're not just here to serve the biochemical reactions that make up the human physical body. We're here to serve the whole person. That's dignifying. Because people make decisions based on what they believe. And our job is to dignify her, show her that she's loved not just by God, but by us too. We want to dignify her with everything, all the services we can, so that she can say, people love me. I know that if they love me, I can love my child. You know, it translates. It really does.
It does, yes.
Great, great work happens through the people of God, the hands and feet of Christ. Not just, I mean, obviously we have to speak the truth like you and I are doing right now. Mm-hmm. We got to be the prophetic voice in this culture, calling people back to repentance, calling fathers back to their children, calling, et cetera. So, but we also have to be the hands and feet, serving sacrificially the weak and vulnerable society. And that, I believe, there is no one more orphaned, if you will, more widowed, if you will, than a mother and her preborn boy or girl who are basically on the chopping block. The culture is not
exactly
about support. Abortion represents a fundamental misunderstanding of what it means to be human, but it also represents abandonment by culture.
Exactly.
This is your problem, not our problem. Give us the money and we'll take care of it.
Right,
and
right.
That's just barbaric.
It really is, and you touched on something that was so powerful here, Jim, and that is when these young women come in and there's an unexpected pregnancy, you've got to first, you know, like you say, elevate them and let them, you know, be dignified, and because they come in with a sense of shame, you know, and of course when you have that kind of shame, you're easy pickings for Planned Parenthood. And all the wrong decisions, because then it's the devil that's leading the way, not God himself. And the work that you're doing and the work that other, you know, pregnancy care centers across the country are doing are just, you know, so needed and so beneficial. And as you say, and I agree, I've not heard from anybody who has been involved in a pregnancy care center say that, you know, they got a bad report after somebody chose life. And you think about this. I mean, what are we talking? Hundreds of thousands, millions of babies or, you know, opportunities like this, you know, all added up, not only here in America, but around the world. And you've not had one negative report with somebody. How dare you? You know, I'm going to bring this child back to you. You stuck me with this thing. You messed up my life. You know, it's unheard of. But the other thing that the opportunity that's been developing out of this is the option for adoption. where, you know, young women are choosing, and it's hard to think of initially, I'm going to carry this child, you know, and I'm going to birth this child, and I'm going to give it up. I'm going to surrender this child to another family that is willing to adopt. We have so many American families that are going outside of the country to adopt children, you know, for, you know, $40,000-$50,000 a head, so to speak, Jim. And we've got so many children in America here, but because of the regulations and the complications unnecessarily, I believe, you know, this government has not made adoption and the whole process, you know, feasible and user-friendly, if I can say that. If we have a mindset that we're promoting life and everything is built and constructed in which to promote life, it would be a different picture altogether. And here you are, organizations like yourself are doing it. You know, you're doing this as an entity, but we should be doing this as a culture. As, you know, I'd rather our money go into organizations. I say our money, I'm talking about taxpayer money, going into organizations, you know, like Compass Care and others that are promoting life as opposed to these institutions that are promoting death. And then they lie about it and say, oh, you know, well, 97% of the money we get from the government, you know, that goes to women health, you know, women's health care and mammograms and all these things. And, you know, and only 3% of what we do is for abortions. That number's turned upside down. And they've fudged the numbers. They've lied with their declarations and that. And they've been able to get away with this for, you know, 50 plus years and capturing people's money. And the reason that they didn't want to go back to the states because this was going to be an interference in the model that they've long established. And that is getting taxpayer money for abortions.
You're exactly right. And all you got to do, if anybody wonders if Planned Parenthood or the abortion industry is lying about their how much money they spend on abortion, just look at and see any states that have been regulating abortion, how many of these abortion clinics stayed open. I mean, right. They really make 97% of their money on other things, serving women.
And if that's really what they cared, if that's what they really cared most about, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
And they're exactly right. If they really cared about serving women and abortion was not their primary business model, they would not have closed. They would have stayed open in all these various states. But instead, what happens? Well, if the state restricts abortion in, say, North Dakota, South Dakota, I mean, you name it, why are they shuttering? Because all they do is abortion. All they do is abortion. And yet you've got the Biden administration and states like California and New York attacking pro-life pregnancy centers, calling us limited. They call it limited service pregnancy centers. Why? Because we don't do abortion. Right. We do everything else but abortion for free. And abortionists do nothing but abortion for a fee. What's wrong here?
Yeah. Yeah, you're an abortion-free zone, you know. That's really what it comes down to. But, you know, the thing is that we've said abortion so many times that people just, it's kind of a neutral word instead of realizing what it is. It is the murder. It is the murder of children.
Yeah, it is.
And,
No doubt about it. Children are fully human at every stage of maturity in the womb.
How can people be in touch? We got 10 seconds left.
Go to CompassCareCommunity.com. That's CompassCareCommunity.com.
He's the president and CEO of Compass Care, the Reverend Jim Harden. Thank you, Jim. Take care. God bless.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.